This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can I ask you a question before I hit the button, before we officially start the show?
Yep.
A little pre-show action today.
Yeah.
Bieber came out and said not a part of the Diddy parties. And I appreciated the fact that they said we don't want to draw attention away from actual victims.
Yeah.
So while, because there's a lot of talk of Diddy being young and tender, which he was never.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he was 10. You know, at the very beginning he was young and tender.
Fine.
But he was, I saw this kid work in a room of he was underage, like girls, his peers. They were the same age as he was. And I saw him work in a meet and greet, and I was just like, whoa.
Give me some tips.
You know what I mean? Like game recognized game. You know what I mean? Like I see what you're doing here, bro.
Yeah, I got see it, what, Joy.
And by the way, that's my stepdaughter. Slow all of not that one.
Yeah.
Young man.
Uh-huh. Leave her alone.
Yeah. So do you, while he may have not been a victim, do you believe he was a participant?
I feel like anybody underage is a victim always. I feel like I got stuck in some situations.
Oh, that's so deep. That's your, yeah.
Right?
Well, way to take it serious. Oh. Happy Friday, everybody.
Wake up. KLUCFM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Way to suck the fun right out of that one.
What was I doing?
While making it incredibly funny.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's great.
It's not even 6 a.m.
Well, and listen, that's a great viewpoint. I just...
The sun's not even up, though. Maybe I'll slow down.
Listen, you know I'm very empathetic.
I know.
I'm very empathetic.
Yeah.
Sympathetic. All of those things, but the...
Pathetic.
But the... May I do the voice and not have it be offensive?
Yes.
Tell me if I'm hurting your feelings.
Go on.
I think everyone is a... right?
I didn't. I was like, everyone is a victim. Shut up. It's Friday.
Yeah. But by the same token, that's funny as hell.
Yeah, and I'm going to invoice you for that beautiful, deep advice. So, win-win.
I know. I always tell you, bill me for the therapy. Thank you for letting me glom on to your therapy. I've learned so much. Adrian's like, whoa, so this is what I have to deal with today.
Oh, yay.
I looked over, and your brow was like furrowed, like,
oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus, here they come.
It's not even 6:05 yet. Good morning, guys.
Adrian's slow starter, too. Yeah, it goes in waves. Like, Adrian's not a morning guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Honestly, if this show could be in the afternoon, you'd be happy, right?
Oh, we'd be lit.
Yeah, you'd be really good.
Of course.
So he comes in, he's like, oh, Jesus. And then you work late as well.
Yeah.
And I'm the best part of my day is right now.
Yeah.
The worst part of my day, literally the worst part of my day, is from 1 to 3.
Oh yeah.
That's when I'm.
When you crash.
That's when I'm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I come in hot.
Yeah.
And poor Adrian's over here. We could not be more opposite.
I know, but I think it makes it awesome.
So good. Friday. Hi. It's the today is the what, the 16th day of May. Kids have 6 days of school left. Although I feel terrible that we completely glossed over all the seniors that were done earlier this week.
Yeah,
all the high school seniors that were just done.
Oh, it's, yeah. It's,
I'm not gonna lie. This has snuck up on me in a large way.
I feel the same.
My goal for this weekend is to get the list of graduations done.
Oh yeah.
Which there was always somebody who was more, detail oriented than me. Can you imagine?
No.
But there was always, for most of my life, most of my life at KLUC, there was always somebody who did the graduation list.
Yeah.
And I have to remember to do the graduation list.
Yeah. Yeah. But you've been doing it for so long, man. They love it. They love those shout outs that you do for those seniors.
Oh, when we do the.
Yeah.
Oh geez, I better figure out where the music is. Where's the graduation music? Well, sorry, okay. People, we're gonna have to postpone graduations this year because I can't find the music.
It stuck up on us. We weren't ready.
Nope, that's
postponed.
I like this though.
Good beat. Hey, happy EDC weekend, everybody!
Time is up,
turn up!
In a similar vein, mm-hmm. Happy EDC weekend.
Yes.
Happy graduation. Happy EDC weekend. In a totally different way. You know what these beats are, right?
Yes.
You know I'm going to make you say it. So don't say yes if you don't know.
It's because I got a high.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know.
I'm not a newbie.
Is it not insane that this song is like being used as like Puma's commercial, national commercial?
It's weird.
What is weird. Going
I'm
on?
Like, I'm like, are they doing this so that we all just sit back and we go, look what those guys are doing.
What's this guy doing with shoes? But hey, good.
I don't, you know, it's funny. I guess we're just going to say it's Friday and let's rock.
Let's go.
Let's just go. I don't have any. Wow. I can smell this already. The show that has no point today. I can just see it. It's just a Friday show that's got no rhyme or reason or discipline. Ah, this is going to be fun.
Good morning.
Wait until you hear what's next on the Chep Buchanan Show.
Oh, goodness. First pick coming up in just a minute, too. If we're gonna be flighty and weird today,
mm-hmm.
We got to pull it together just for a minute.
You got it.
Only because on this first pick, and they were like, hey, I reached out. This is pretty serious. I'd love to hear what you guys think. Here's the subject line. My mom needs me, but I don't have any time off. Now, I'm going to just step right out here and say, I get it. The immediate answer,
mm-hmm.
and we all do it. We all do this. The immediate answer is drop everything and run. Drop everything and go.
Yeah.
If it's not the right situation. We're talking about somebody's life here.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
This is the easy advice. The super easy advice is to stand on the sidelines and tell somebody to quit their job.
Yes. True.
That's not real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keyboard warriors, people who call into radio shows,
mm-hmm.
people who have radio shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure there have been a number of times when I've said stuff where I think if I was the one, if I was sitting and listening to it, that I would have gone, you're an idiot. How could you possibly give someone that advice?
Uh-huh.
That's dumb. So I want to be really careful while also remembering it's Friday. But the only reason, I would have saved it, but.
Let's do it.
But we promise.
Let's go.
So, yeah. Kumail Nanjiani tickets for you on the first pick, which has got a little heft to it. I just want us all to be really careful.
Yep.
That's all.
You got it.
All right. Coming up next. All right. Hold on. We'll do the whole thing of that. I didn't. Yeah.
Okay. I was with you. I was like.
Maybe it needs to go somewhere, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it needs to evolve as the song goes on.
Yeah. Maybe you can say more words than like a friend of mine, but I'm open to listen to the rest of the couple of minutes. I liked it.
And let's stop critiquing a movie for the official Smurfs animated movie soundtrack. Isn't that what the song's for?
Wait, what are you saying?
This song is for the Smurfs movie. Mm-hmm. Like, this is for the soundtrack to the Smurfs movie that's coming out.
Yeah, so.
So let's not, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a single off of her new album.
Yeah, a little something for the Smurfs.
Oh, you're saying, don't be so judgy because it's not a Rihanna album. She did a one-off for the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Smurfs movie.
I judge it all the same.
I do. Fair enough, dude.
Song's a song is a song.
Yeah, and that one's a banger. I like it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it so much.
No. Will she also be headlining at EDC this weekend? Because that was the vibe.
I'll bet somebody will put it, you know, that'll make somebody set.
Yeah.
For sure, mm-hmm. Right away. All right, first pick. We got to get to this. I'm not even going to mention a name because there's too many. It's all too connected, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like the people involved listen to the show, which is awesome. But mom got a nasty cancer diagnosis. It's spread and it's bad. She's been fighting it on and off for 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten bad. Our friend that wrote this, recently at work, they changed their policy. She's been a temp for 2 years. They finally just hired her permanent back in March. The new policy is no time off for your first 6 months.
Ugh.
Don't even ask. But mom is,
mm-hmm.
you know, yep. mom's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Mom lives in Ohio. Okay. The family, it's, you know, husband, kids, the whole deal. The family hasn't been back there in a couple of years, you know, cause it's tough.
Yeah, of course.
It's tough to kids. Take everybody and go.
Yeah.
And then, so they were thinking about going, you know, now that school's out.
Yeah.
They were thinking about going. She sent an email to her boss explaining the situation. And saying, is there anything we can do?
Sure.
She's gotten no response.
Oh.
So she just doesn't. And in the midst of this, and Michaela, you just went through all of this.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of it, she's getting phone calls from her mom.
Yeah, dude.
Outlining all the horrible things that are happening. You know what I mean? All
of course.
How the situation is deteriorating.
Yeah. Of course. Oh, that sucks.
And
dude.
She's like, and I know what she wants. She wants somebody to tell her to quit her job. You know?
Yeah.
Or how to navigate it.
Of course.
I do have one thought that crosses my mind to preach patience. And I'll explain. 702-364-9898. But everybody be really, I mean, we're talking about somebody's life here.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
On this one, it's a little heavy for a Friday morning, but they asked if we could fast track it.
Yeah.
Just because the situation is what the situation is. Right.
Yep.
702-364-9898. Kumail Nanjiani, I'm telling you, if you Google, you know, we've said it all week.
Highlight of our week.
I'm like, oh God, I know that guy. I know that guy. Oh my God. Of course I want to go see his stand up. Free tickets for you for caller number 25 right now. Hey. Here's the new Rihanna that I think is amazing from the new Smurfs. My friend says he's not sure about it. My friend's an idiot.
Yes.
Usually not.
No, but this time.
Usually not an idiot. This time
wrong.
Might be off track.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna, a friend of mine. No, our friend's not an idiot.
I know. I was watching your face, and I'm right there with you.
It just didn't, it felt like it needed to, yeah, needed to go somewhere. I was glad to hear the rhythm, but.
Yeah, but then where did we go? Nowhere. It was the same words.
He's so right. We've been waiting so long for a new Rihanna song, and this is what we got. And this is what they give us.
Way to be right.
Somehow, also, does it make sense if I say that while I was listening to it, I'm going, wait, this isn't from the Smurfs movie. This is from Lilo and Stitch. And I don't know why. You know what I mean? It's just got more of a tropical vibe.
Yeah, more of a Lilo and Stitch. It's got like a jungle vibe.
Yeah. And the friend of mine thing with all of that, as opposed.
That's hilarious you said that, because I don't know why I ever even went to the club. What was it? Was it Rum Jungle?
Sure.
That's literally what I thought.
Oh, with the
about.
Drummers and everything.
Yes!
I see where you're going.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Let's work through this really quick. Although this is way serious to be going really quick.
Yeah.
But who? First of all, who's on the phone, Adrian?
Oh, we got Jason Gertley from Cadence.
Oh,
thank God. Okay.
Jason.
Thank God. You're the right person in the right at the right time for this.
Yep.
We trust
you. Thank
you. We trust you. Mm-hmm. So our friend who will remain nameless, mom got a breast cancer diagnosis like 10 years ago-ish. It's spread. It's bad. She's gone down. The chemo has affected her greatly. And so it's rough. It's really rough. Her job, where she just got bumped up, cause she's been taking care of kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yep. she was a temp for a couple of years. They made her permanent in March, but they just changed vacation policy. It's now a 6 month since hire date, no time off. And she's like, well, I mean, I get it, that March, April, May, but I've been with the company for, you know,
yeah.
for longer than mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
So they were thinking about making a trip and sucking it up because it's Ohio, and that's not cheap.
Yeah.
With, you know, mm-hmm. with a mess of kids. And she's trying to figure out what to do. Meanwhile, she's getting daily calls from her mom, and her mom's panicking and freaking, you know what I mean? All the different things.
Mm-hmm.
And her boss is not replying. Yeah. First blush. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jason?
It's kind of an interesting situation because I know that my family is in Chicago as well.
Yep.
So I understand about going back and forth to the Midwest. The question comes is that if what she's going through is this place giving her the benefits that she can go through the cancer diagnosis, because if she does not have any other means to be able to pay for the medical stuff, and if this job is supplying that, then I don't think she should quit her job. I don't know what her financial situation is, but it may be a part where maybe her family needs to relocate her out here, you know, so then she can still get the treatment or whatever and still be around family. But that's basically what we're thinking about right now. It's kind of two things.
Yeah, I agree.
I love the relocation idea.
And by the way, even though she didn't say it, isn't that what she's asking?
Yes.
Is if she should quit?
Yeah.
Like if they don't give her the answer that she wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think you're like, it's you only have one mom, you have to do this, you should just quit your job and take care of her. But to your point, listen, finances are rough.
Yeah.
And being in that position, having children, I was able to thank you, God. You guys were incredible during my time taking care of my stepmom. Also, quitting would have never been an option. I was trying to, and he never asked, but I wanted to help my dad financially so he could spend time with his wife.
Yeah.
So the idea of quitting wasn't even an option for me.
Correct. Yeah.
Which is for a lot of people, it's just, you just can't. So the relocation is, I love that idea.
Michaela, can I ask you though? Because the one thing that's throwing me off on this is the fact that the boss hasn't even responded back. Like, that's crazy to me. So would that have made you feel different? Because I feel like she should be looking for another place to work that's similar. Because
I can address that. I can address that. I think I can address that.
Do it.
I can too. Yeah.
Okay, you go first.
Well, I feel like, you know, one thing about it is I think the fact just because the boss hasn't addressed the situation may not mean a solid no. They may be going to their boss and saying, well, she's been with us for this long. This is the issue. You know, he may be trying to work his magic so that she could get the days off.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Don't fly off. Don't fly off and assume because you haven't gotten an answer back. That nobody cares should they have said, let me work on this and I'll get back to you, sure, but not everybody has the ability, you know what I mean? Sometimes the only reason I say that, because I do that.
Yeah,
I do it a lot. I don't mean to I just want to give you a better answer.
Totally. You think you're responding, but you don't, because you're trying to find a workaround. I also feel like this is an in-person conversation. I feel like if you went to your boss,
I agree.
Boss, and I was like, here's the deal, bro, and I don't know what to do. And he was like, here's the plan. It's an in-person conversation. I think we can't judge the boss yet. Maybe he didn't get the email. Maybe it went to spam. That happens too. Like, there's a lot of ways before you just quit, because sometimes financially it's not an answer. It wasn't for me at all. So,
yeah, all of the unspoken in here, we just
I know.
We just answered. But yeah, don't do anything yet. Yes, this is important. I love the idea about, hey, can you flip the script and can you bring her here?
Yeah.
Because that's a lot cheaper. You know, you fly out, get your mom, come back. That might take you a couple of days, but that could also be a long weekend. You know what I mean? You fly out, you get you load up the stuff, you get your butt back here.
Can you travel while being treated for chemo?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if somebody has to drive the stuff back or move the stuff, but there's a million different ways to do it.
Yeah.
She will drive we'll figure out a way. We'll make it a bit and we'll drive your truck.
Listen,
we'll load your truck and drive your truck. I'll do it. I'll make it a bit. We'll do road trip week with Jeff Buchanan and Joe.
Let's
and
go.
Jason will go with us.
I'm down.
I know you are. That's the great part about it.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, Friday morning, good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. This is adorable. A cop in New York. We didn't tell the story because, like, literally, how many times can we talk about dogs getting sick, or deers, or cats, or bunny rabbits, or whatever?
Yep.
Being saved from drain pipes, lakes, ponds, rivers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know. But a cop in New York named Jared DeSalvo did save a dog from the East River in March, and now the dog has a forever home. It's Jared's house. They kept the dog in a shelter for 6 weeks. Nobody claimed him. Jared couldn't stop thinking about it.
Oh my!
So he went and literally was counting down the days. He's got two young kids, and it works out great.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
I love.
So now
stories.
The dog, like, it's almost like it's meant to be.
Yeah.
So as much as that story on the face of it absolutely is not good. But yeah.
Yeah, it's a feel good story, babe.
I don't know. I got a lump in my throat.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's just, you know, emotional Friday. I don't know. I don't know. Mental health Friday.
Yeah,
I don't,
your maybe. Emotions are high.
How's this for instant karma? So what else do I not like? Lottery stories.
Yeah,
blah, blah,
them.
Blah. Somebody went into a store and they went and take it and they have $1 million and they just lost their car earlier the week. Whatever. Which it's great.
Yeah. But we're sick of them.
Kinda.
What's wrong
See,
with
you
us?
You can say it. It sounds better when it comes from you.
I probably shouldn't have said it.
I just sound angry.
No.
And you just, it's like, yeah, we're sick of it and it's fun. Yeah, me too. Somebody at a convenience store found a $100 bill and could have kept it.
Mm-hmm.
They told the cashier, no, you hang on to it. Keep it back there, you know, on the register in case somebody comes back and goes, hey, you know, I lost my $100.
Totally.
So then they went about their business, got their stuff, and then while they're checking out, so yeah, give me a lottery ticket too. And immediately, that moment, won $1 million.
Oh my God.
Could have had $100. Won $1 million.
I'm telling you that's the way to do it, dude.
They told lottery officials, because they've been, you know, on the under. Mm-hmm. They told lottery officials that their philosophy is if you take something that is not yours, you will never get your own. And there's, yeah.
So much truth in that.
Take that with you this weekend, huh? Yeah, have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 27 hours until the start of the Aces season. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., brunch with the Aces. They're playing in New York against the Liberty.
The Liberty.
I know. We got to
Yes.
That's New the York. Other thing. God bless national TV and all that kind of stuff. But why we got to fly around, why we got to fly all the way across the country and get Asia Wilson up that early in the morning because she don't like it.
That's right.
It was great. She was filming. She filmed a video. Did you see the video on social?
No.
Like, I don't like getting up this early in the morning, but we got to go to New York.
That's so funny.
And we'll see you next Friday at the house.
Yeah. Are you excited, Chetty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm starting to.
Feeling it.
Starting to get into it. Mm-hmm. And a week from today, home opener at Michelob Ultra Arena against Washington. They're not going to be great this year. So we should put a little stomping on them.
Cool.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Let's go.
I'd like to start the year 3-0. Just so you know, all the preseason rankings and whatnot, they've just about everybody's got New York number one. Again, Minnesota number two, because they played for it last year. And then us number three.
Okay.
Is what they think. And then they think everybody's all wound up about Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She ain't the whole league.
No, she's great.
People. We have a great team.
Yep.
New York has a great team. Minnesota has a really good team. Honestly, I think it's us and the Liberty.
Yeah.
And it all starts tomorrow.
Let's go.
Hey, so pal. Oh, by the way, Morgan Wallen. Everybody was talking about Morgan Wallen. It's done a number of duets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never with A woman.
Oh, wow.
Hmm?
Okay.
Tate McRae.
No.
I know.
Really?
Song is called What I Want. We'll play it in just a moment. Also, Brooke Sutherland of Wagon Wheel, already going for win number four.
Come on, Brooke.
On Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Before we get to all of that. So you got your engagement photos back, huh?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Put a lot of time and effort, 2 months of planning, the outfits, the
really?
Looks. Yeah.
Why?
I went full out. Because it's who I am.
Is everything, yeah, is that you or is that Lisa as well?
Oh my, no, Lisa, absolutely not. We could literally take a selfie and be like, here's our engagement photos. The reason why I wanted to go full out, I wrote a song for her on my album a couple of years ago. So we filmed that music video. And in the music video will be the photos, the video footage of the photos.
Hmm.
So it was kind of a whole thing. I was so excited. She looks gorgeous.
How does that work though? So the album was a couple of years ago and just now? You're getting around to the video. I don't know how that works?
Yeah, I mean, it was 2 years ago. And the most honest answer is I ran out of money because I self-funded it. So I had to save it somewhere.
Okay.
And I saved it. And I'm ready to make a video.
Can we all not understand? No, that's not how it works when you got record company money.
Yeah.
That's how. But when you go, hey, the music's in me and it's got to come out.
Yeah,
then,
that's right.
Yeah,
then the next video will be in 5 years, and I'm just gonna keep making videos for the same album.
maybe we'll crowdfund something. Maybe we'll just do it amongst ourselves. You got a whole army behind you now.
Listen, it's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? We got people that would show up for you.
Somebody did yesterday. We can't talk about it.
Not that you didn't before.
No, it's awesome.
I want to go back to these photos because
I get the photos back. I'm so excited. The photographer is a woman. There was a little peekaboo. I guess you could say a little slip of the...
Lefty or righty?
Left.
Atta girl.
I
don't know why.
But I looked at it and I was like, is it
the whole? The whole of it or just the
like
or just the around?
Like a little half.
Just the around?
Just the around. Just the around.
Not the...
No. No. Just a little tiny bit.
It's a Seinfeld episode.
Is it?
Yeah, the Christmas card.
Stop.
In fact, I believe that's what the episode is called, the Christmas card.
I am obsessed.
Have you spoken to your photographer?
I had to email her. She was so excited. She sent me the photo. She said, these are amazing.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. And I was looking at them with Lisa. And I was like, yes, we are so cool. And then I saw it and I texted her. I said, there's one problem. My entire...
Well, not the entire. The upper half.
The upper half. I say, I can't post these, babe. Like, Instagram would even make me take it down. She said, I don't know how I missed that. What was wrong with me?
Oh, I thought maybe she made an artistic choice.
No.
That she just went with it.
Oh.
That she was like, oh, no. Just, you know, just like a little, just like tastefully racy.
Okay, that's a perspective.
No, that's what I thought when you told me. I thought that you were going to tell me that was the answer.
Oh, no, total mistake. Glossed right over her. She had to fix it.
Can you?
Sure, she sure did. Yeah,
fix anything now.
It's better. I can't frame that in my mother-in-law's house. She wouldn't love that. So I said, "Can you fix it?" She said, "I'm so sorry. Don't know what I did." So she fixed it. Got the photos back now. They're very nice and appropriate.
And appropriate for all ages.
Yes.
Good. Good.
Yes, that's awesome. It was our 10-year anniversary this month.
Did you save the unretouched? Oh no, that sounds pervy. Well,
Lisa did.
Did she? No, I would imagine. Did you save? You
no.
saved the original, right?
Yeah, we saved all of them, but it just looked more awkward than anything else.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't hot.
Nothing.
That's a shame.
In fact, it's very ugly. So
isn't that the worst when you're trying to be sexy and you just look awkward?
You just get it wrong.
Like, hey, babe, here we go. And she's like, oh, get off me. Right now.
Let me tell you something. Like, I did send Lisa a photo from one of them. I thought she was going to be like, oh, he looks so hot and so cool. She said, oh, yeah, ! And then, hey, do you remember when our fish died? And I was like,
that
what?
That reminded you of...
That's... Oh, good. Happy 10 years. Thank you.
Right, y'all.
What?
Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is next. Check this out. I'm interested. I didn't hear it yet. I didn't get a chance. I was busy this morning.
Yeah.
It dropped late last night. Morgan Wallen, we hear it's quite good. Morgan Wallen, Tate McRae, the song is called What I Want.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Not only are the days flying by fast, I find it just astounding. Not that you're not amazing, Brooke, because you are. I just can't believe we're already to the point of where we're talking about you winning four games in a row.
Dude.
It feels like
I
you
can't
just
either.
You know what I mean? It feels like you just got here.
Yes.
And I was scrambling last night going, geez, what prizes can we give her?
Mm-hmm.
Although I just remember what they said, we can do more than once.
They're playing
they can
a dangerous
run the
game,
table.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. If we wanted to, we could have them run the table on stuff.
Yes.
Oh, that might be fun. All right. Well, we're playing for Marcelo Hernandez today because I already said it on the radio. So we have to. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I love him. I love Saturday Night Live.
Yay!
Oh, see, it all works then.
Yeah.
No, it all works out then.
It does.
Who's our challenger?
It is Brandy Pineda.
No, it's stupid. Because who just dropped into my DMs a second ago? Ms. Pineda. How what?
You
are not, that giggle,
do,
girl.
Do you not wish to comment?
That sounded a little weird.
Did it sound weird? No, it's true, though.
No, it's true. Well, yes.
It is true.
Your message is yes,
but yes. Don't
she's
try,
like,
don't that. Try to deny it.
Yeah. True. It's called a Friday date.
Let me just say this right
Friday
now.
DM, all
right? No, nice. You know what's great about Ms. Pineda? You're a principal now, right?
I am. And it's actually now Dr. Pineda. Don't forget.
Woo! Let's go.
Pardon us.
Yeah.
Excuse us. We did not mean to offend.
Not happen again.
I do love that. I see, but that's so Brandy used to listen. Brandy used to call all the time when she was teaching, right? When she was in the classroom.
Sure.
Now she's Dr. Pineda. And Dr. Pineda, we've watched her go from teacher to assistant principal, now principal, and all these things. So she's not always able to listen anymore because she gets work really freaking early.
Yeah.
Right? And she got, and it starts immediately. Oh, by the way, Jay Stu says hey. I know, he's all excited. So Brandy sent a message this morning. Good morning. Just wanted to let you know my morning routine has changed, and I've been listening the past week. So good to hear your voice every morning. You and your co-host sound great together. A little heart emojis.
Doctor! Thank you again.
Michaela loves that. If there's anything on this planet that Michaela super loves, it's that. And that's the only reason why I read it.
It's literally so true. Thank you so much, dude.
Yeah.
Love it.
Obviously, yes.
All right. So, Brooke, just so you know, even though, you know, Dr. Pineda, and you're up against a doctor. Look out. She's educated. But despite all of that, I promise we'll play it fair.
Yes. Okay.
Always. We'll play it fair.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. You guys already know, buzz in with your name. Make sure you don't answer until we call on you because you may think you got in first, but you did not. First 1-3 is the winner. And your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, the American Idol finalist. Doctor, I just wanted to try this on for size because it sounds so good.
It sounds so
with Brandy.
Cool. Let's go with it.
Doctor, commissioner. No, Commissioner. Michaela Gordon.
Blake Shelton, Benson Boone, and Jennifer Lopez will all be performing at this music awards show on Sunday. What's
Brandy.
The full name?
Brandy got in first.
Is it the American Music Awards?
Is it the American Music Awards? I'm shocked that are you going? Because that's usually something that you would show up.
It is up my alley, but no. I mean, I have three kids now. You know, life is hard.
Yeah.
Three kids, doctor, principal.
No time
for no time for all the shenanigans.
No, no more. Yes.
Barely time to play this game, and the challenger is up one zip.
What city will the AMAs be held at?
Brooke.
What? Brooke got in first.
Vegas?
Yes, in life.
You know, sometimes I throw out an easy question, it throws them off.
There was a trick. Yeah. Honestly, it was a trick. So that we'd all go, wait, what?
Yeah, little tricks.
What are you talking about? Tied at one.
Our Golden Knights took the L against what team this week?
Oh, God, why do you want to rip this? Why do you want to rip the Band-Aid off on that?
I know, dude.
Brooke, who was it?
The Oilers.
Man, Brooke, champion is quick. You see why she's the champ, right, Brandy? She's good at this.
I do. I'm rusty, man.
Yeah, no, she's wicked quick. She's wicked quick. Brooke got two. Brandy got one.
Pamela Anderson's ex-husband is reportedly separated from his current wife.
Brooke for the win.
Tommy Lee.
Is it Tommy Lee? Now, are there multiple? Has she been married multiple times?
Yes,
Kid she Rock has.
And another guy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, that
but the one we all know about is Tommy Lee. And that's game over. And
oh my goodness. God.
Just like that.
Record time.
Legendary run.
Sorry, doctor.
Sorry, doc.
I mean, I get it.
It's good to hear your voice. It really is.
Absolutely, same. No, and I will be listening, so I will be calling again at 1.1 something. Do not fret.
Yes.
No, we're not worried about you. And we're so honest to God, and we are so proud of all your accomplishments and everything that you've done and your beautiful family. And that's one of the cool parts about doing this show for as long as I have.
Yeah.
Is that you get to see people.
The evolution.
You know, thrive.
It's awesome.
You know, and all that. So.
Definitely. Yes. Thank you. Love you. Happy Friday. Happy weekend.
Couldn't have said it better. Love you. Happy Friday. Happy weekend.
So sweet.
We'll see you.
Bye.
God, that almost hit. It made me emotional. And look at this. Just like that, when nobody was looking, because she's really, really fast, Brooke Sutherland of Wagon Wheel has four wins, going for win number 5 on Monday. And I believe there's going to be a really cool prize up for grabs.
Oh, my gosh.
Monday morning, 7:10, Michaela's hometown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, the Weeknd's movie comes out this weekend. Huh? The Weeknd's movie comes out this weekend.
Okay.
Allow myself to introduce myself. It's the old Austin Powers callback.
That's hilarious.
Can you say who came into the showroom last night?
Yes, I can.
You thought it was a fake? You thought it was an impersonator?
Yes. I was singing on stage. I see this guy walk in with sunglasses on.
At Nowhere Lounge.
Yep. Yes. Now when people
at Fountain Blue for everybody.
Now when people walk in with sunglasses,
sure.
I genuinely assume they're impersonators. I think they're definitely not that person. So they come in.
I've lived here so long and people who are inside with sunglasses, that still bothers me to know. Like, who do you think you are?
And I'm like, that's such a dead giveaway that you're trying to look like a celebrity.
Yeah.
So you're not a celebrity. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that you're distracted by the sunglasses, so it throws off the look just enough that you can pull it off.
Right. And he came in with a girl who also had sunglasses on. So I'm like, surely these people are not.
Oh.
They sit down at the front and they get a bottle ordered to them, a bottle of champagne. My band's like, Mick, you know who that is. And I'm like, it's not you guys. Stop.
It's not who it is.
I'm like, grow up, you guys.
This is while you guys are playing?
Yes.
I love this.
Yes.
I love this.
So we're playing. I can hear the boys talking to me in my in-ears because they have this talk back mic where they can talk.
So you can say,
I can hear them.
Next song is going to be this,
exactly.
And we're going to play it in this key or what. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So they're in my mic freaking out. And I'm like, stop, you guys, stop it. It's not him.
It's like when football players or hockey players are mic'd up. And it's so cool.
Yeah,
it's
so
cool to hear the stuff that people say to each other.
Exactly. That's what it is. So we get done with the set. We get off stage and they're like, Mick, you're the boss. But if you go over there, we're going over there. And I'm like, well, I'm not going over there.
Sure.
Because it's an impersonator.
Who is it? I'm killing. You're killing me. I'm dying.
Babyface.
Oh, no.
Came in. And what's crazy is I did go up to him afterwards.
Sure.
I sang with him on the American Idol finale 20 years ago to this week.
That's why he came in.
And he came, sat down. He was so nice, you guys. And then I felt so embarrassed because I really did think it was an impersonator. And I said, bro, I'm sorry I would have shook your hand. I just thought you were an impersonator. And he's like, well, I'm Babyface. And I was like, I see that now.
And you said Kenneth to him, Edmonds, you said to him, you thought he was a fake him?
You know, I have the word vomit. And I was like, glad to see you're real. He was
That's
so
like yesterday
nice.
when we were talking about never tell people that you're making them your second choice. You don't go to Babyface and go, I didn't think it was you. I thought it was an impersonator.
I know. Contradicting myself one word at a time. But it was. And it was awesome. And he was so nice. My band was so excited. And it was pretty awesome. And I got a photo. And everyone's face is in it.
Oh, not like Jelly Roll.
Blurry.
Not like Derp Face Jelly Roll. Great. Well, okay, now. Okay. Babyface. More 90s. You know, that was kind of he was in the pocket in the 90s,
yeah.
Right? So the sunglasses now make sense.
Right? Everything makes sense now.
And if somebody told you they were a Babyface, listen, I love Babyface. I really do.
Of course.
However, if somebody told you, hey, I'm a Babyface impersonator, wouldn't you be like, is there a lot of, you get a lot of work? You know what I mean? Like, who's
that's
who's
such
calling,
a fair point.
Adrian, who's calling for the Babyface impersonator? And what Babyface song in your mind are you grooving to right now? Put it in the thing. I know you're looking for it.
No, I just,
right now.
I was out of curiosity. Grooving. I wanted to see how many songs we had in the system.
And by the way,
do have
Adrian's
quite a few.
Headphones just totally exploded.
Uh-huh, they did.
His headphones just exploded.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding. His headphones fell apart. That's why we're in the middle of the bit and he's giggling because he's like, I can't hear anything now. Okay, do you have to pee or were you actually grooving to a babysit? This one? Grown and sexy.
Oh, it's Friday.
Great.
Hey.
It's payday out there
Freak.
For somebody, baby.
Let's go.
Oh no, this is Diddy Baby Oil Freak Off music. This is no. Get out of here with that.
That's hysterical.
You do that on your own time. We got a 177 second survey we got to get to.
So funny.
Whew. 702 sunglasses and nothing else. 702-364-9898. Grown and sexy.
Right.
Look out now.
Mm-hmm.
702-364-9898. If you would like to go to our advanced screening of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, next Wednesday, by the way, thank you to our friends at Allied Global Marketing. Every mission has led to this. Tom Cruise is Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Only in theaters and IMAX on May 23rd.
It's American history.
I wanted to say the phone number again, and it's really unnecessary. Call for the 177-second survey right now. For the record, we are never going to get to the 177-second survey. We're really never going to get to relationship rehab. This is just going to take all day because we're stacked up. 2.5 stories deep. We'll explain in a minute. First and foremost, let's wrap up this Babyface story.
Yeah.
So in my head, mm-hmm. Babyface came in and saw Michaela sing last night at Fontainebleau. Mm-hmm. Years ago, when Michaela was on American Idol, when she was, you know, in the finals and whatnot, you sang with, but you said a duet. Was it a duet or like a group thing?
It was a duet.
It was a duet
it was
on
very
American
exciting.
Idol with Babyface.
Yes.
Holy crap.
I know.
And so in my brain, Babyface and his wife, girlfriend, baby mom, whoever, side chick, whoever that was that he was with.
Yeah.
Right? Is he married?
I don't know.
He was.
I don't know. They didn't feel like touchy-feely, though.
Hmm. So, but both in sunglasses.
Both in sunglasses.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Ripped.
Yeah.
But... in my brain, they're walking through the casino.
Mm-hmm.
They see the advertising materials.
Yes.
And he goes, Michaela Gordon, I know her. I remember her.
Yeah.
Let's go see how she's doing.
What a guy.
Wasn't it at all?
Not at all. I went up to him and I said, by the way, Babyface, now that it's you. I am so excited. 20 years ago, yeah, I sang with you.
After
the
you told him that you thought he was an impersonator.
Yeah, after that part.
The Babyface impersonator, which, okay.
Yeah. I said, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. You're here 20 years ago. We did the finale together. Do you remember? We did every time
I
see your face. And he went, No.
No, and that's went, you don't ask him, do you remember? You just tell him what happened.
That man did not know who I was. I was like, I'm going to go back and sing.
That's terrible.
Thank you for coming in.
No.
Have a wonderful time.
No, here's how you do it. So when I did the USA basketball thing last year with the 50th anniversary, USA basketball, it's great. All the Hall of Famers, everybody's there. And Lenny, it's a big moment for me. Lenny Wilkins was the coach when the Seattle Supersonics won their one and only championship in the NBA back in the day. And he's royalty in Seattle. And I thought it was the coolest thing. I played against his kid in some tournaments, you know, here and there, Randy. And we actually got, and later on when I was on the radio in Seattle, he and I kind of became friends. Randy, I'd see him at the clubs.
So cool.
So then through that, I've gotten to see Lenny Wilkins like three times in my life. Every time I remind him that I wrote a letter because they were playing for the championship on my birthday. Okay. Uh-huh. And I wrote a letter to him, little 8-year-old Chet or whatever. Almost 11-year-old Chet, writing a note, writing a letter. All I want for my birthday is frozen pizza. Frozen pizza and for the Sonics to win the championship.
Aww.
Good luck.
Aww.
Guarantee it was in pencil. You know,
yeah.
Everything else was printed, signed my name in cursive.
Yes,
you
know, Chet.
That's how you do it.
Sure did.
And to his credit, I've mentioned this to him all three times quickly.
Yeah.
I wrote you a letter when it was my birthday, and all I wanted was the championship. And he goes, I remember that.
Oh, Chet.
I remember that. Did he write me back? Hell no.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Then, on top of it, for the 177-second survey, who's on the phone?
We have Nicole Edwards from Cadence.
My Nicole Edwards?
I believe so.
My Nicole from the Animal Foundation? Yeah. My Nicole Edwards?
Yes, sir.
How are you, my darling?
So cute.
Good morning.
Who should still be basking in the glow of the most successful best-in show ever. And you know why? Because they gave Nicole the reins and let her do it.
Yes.
Thank God.
And I couldn't have done it without you. So
you're
thank you
sweet.
So much.
No, you're very sweet. Yeah. You crushed it. You crushed it. She's been threatening.
Thank you.
She's been threatening to be on the show for weeks. And here we are.
Oh, I love this.
Your 177-second survey. First and foremost, you're in a critical situation at the Animal Foundation. Truly, she's caller number 25. We can't lie about that. There's big trouble if you lie about these kind of things. But I also know, I was going to call you and say, come on the show, because at the Animal Foundation, you guys really, really need help right now.
Yes, we do. We are in a crisis mode right now. We have over 1,000 animals on campus, and we're getting more and more every day. And so we're asking the community to please, please come down. If you're looking for an animal, please adopt from us. We're looking for fosters. We have a crisis wish list that is on our website as well for anybody that would like
to
donate. So we ask each department what they really need right now, what's critical for us. And so we have that wish list on our website so people can go to animalfoundation.com and go to our Amazon wish list and buy supplies that are needed for the shelter right now.
Heading there now. Easy.
Mika, pick one. Seriously, go right now. Okay. I'm not, if you were telling the truth, because I was going to try and do the 177-second survey and go to the Animal Foundation to the wish list. And this sounds like a really bad idea, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay. Do I click what do I click on? Give now?
I would have to. I could send you the link.
We'll figure it out.
But you can go to.
No. Like literally,
yeah. For the wish list, if you give now, that's just like a regular donation. We're always in need of monetary donations and volunteers, especially.
Wait, ways to give. Urgent,
to give.
Urgent need or wish list?
Wish list.
Wish list. Wish list.
Okay.
We're clicking on one right now. Hang on, this might be your 177-second survey.
Love this.
Yeah, because it's way better than asking you which way, because Final Destination 43 is out today.
Yeah, Bloodlines.
Bloodlines. Final Destination Bloodlines is out. What way are you most afraid of dying? See, I knew it wouldn't come out well.
Oh, gosh. I would have to say probably drowning or burning.
Yeah. Me too. Oh, that's it.
Drowning's the number one.
Drowning's number one.
In a lot of surveys and polls throughout the world.
Yeah, no, I'm down. Oh, this is so up my alley. Baby cat food.
I know. Look at nursing bottles for puppies and kittens.
How
they
much?
Need bottles.
Yeah, we have a lot of nursing. We have, I think, 4 nursing mothers in our nursery. We have... I mean, our kid nursery is busting at the seam. I think we had, in one room, we had 66 cats. And then another room in the kid nursery, I think we had 50 kittens, all being bottle fed around the clock.
How much? Michaela, how much? How much does it say it is?
It doesn't say. It just says it's what they need.
I'll find it. Mm-hmm. Hang on.
I will send it to you.
No. Is that
sorry,
feline?
I pulled over because I'm in the car driving.
No, we're all good. We're doing this right now.
Yeah, live.
Feline milk replacer, is that the one? Are you and I on the same page, Michaela?
We are.
On our wish list?
We are, but the ones you're talking you can click on. You can't click on the nursing
Which one
bottles.
Why not?
Don't
I just
know.
Did.
You did?
Oh, because you know why? Because they already have them.
Got it. Okay.
Sometimes we have like a number amount, and so if they've already hit that number, then it'll close that item.
Yeah, move on to the next.
We want to make sure that we're getting all those supplies to each individual department that is in need.
Let's do the milk replacement. The baby cats need
baby cat canned food. Baby cat canned food.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken. One option from... So you need a pack of 24 for $160? Done.
Oh, my God.
No, done. We're doing it right now.
Grateful.
No, we're doing it right now. Done.
Yes.
Okay, Michaela. No, Michaela, pick one.
Okay, let's do the chicken 24-pack.
No, I already did. Now pick another one.
Okay, I want to do the milk replacement because they're thirsty.
Okay,
They are thirsty.
What does that
mean?
We go
through a lot of formula.
Listen, it's hot in Vegas.
Oh, it's like formula, like for a baby.
Yeah, because they're just little babies.
Okay,
they're little tiny. So they need to get fed every 2 hours. These little babies need to get fed just like babies.
Yeah, because
Four and a half pounds for it. So what? Oh, add to cart. $115. Done.
Yes.
Okay, done.
Yay, Chaddy.
Feline milk replacement and baby cat food. Good?
Yes, awesome. Dude.
Okay, it's done.
Yay.
You have 4 reserved seats to our advanced screening of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, Wednesday, May 21st. Thank you to Ally Global Marketing.
I love it. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad
I got to call in and talk to you guys. We love you and we appreciate your support and thank you so much.
You know, and I've told you, I'll tell you again, call us first. Whenever you need stuff, call us first. Because here's what I know. Now the P1s, mm-hmm. assemble. Go to animalfoundation.com, find wish list in here, and start buying stuff for them. There's no amount that's too small.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this done. They need help. And if you got room in your house and love in your heart for a puppy or a kitty,
yep.
or a bigger one,
mm-hmm.
especially the bigger ones, then you know, make it happen. Okay?
Love this.
All right.
Awesome.
Done. All right. Have a good weekend. Hang on 1 second.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
9 o'clock Friday morning, Chet Buchanan Show, heading for a weekend, EDC weekend.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Can I tell you the girlies, all of my girlfriends that are going, their outfits are planned. Listen to how I'm bummed out this
is. No fuzzy
though.
Boots for you this year?
I'm not going
no
this year.
No fur bikini?
But they will be there.
Have you gone?
I've never been.
Nor have I.
You want to go next year?
No.
I know. But listen, there's supposed to be like 45% chance of rain on Sunday. They're bogging out.
Oh, yeah.
They're
it's
freaking
not good.
Out.
It's not
their
good for anybody.
Their little outfits. Their little dyed hair.
Yeah.
They're stressed.
No, I would go. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of people. Huh. You're getting in and out and everything. Yeah, I'm not. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. Even though I know the ins and outs from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Yeah. Like, I know the tricks.
Oh.
Oh, sure. But, no thanks.
Yeah, because that's where it is. I forgot. I kept thinking it was downtown. No.
Mm-mm.
Oy.
Yeah, and you got to get all the way out there and all the way back. Mm-hmm. And okay. Completely unrelated. This story blows my mind because of the sheer numbers. Authorities in New Jersey raided a massage parlor last week, which they suspected of being, I believe the term is rub and tug.
Oh, delightful.
The raid, a huge success, apparently sows the massage parlor. Do you know how much money they found in cash? $750,000. $750K in cash. $100,000 just laying around. They also found this giant teddy bear. And all I can think, this is really bad. Things you can only say in May. Things you can't say in November. When I think about this giant teddy bear, uh-huh. All I can think of is the one that's in the photo deal, in the photo tent, that hugs you.
Oh, my God.
The bear.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
I always
yeah.
tell little kids that it's, well, I used to tell them it was Kayla before. Where's Kayla? She's in the bear suit.
Oh, my God. That's
Go
so
give
cute.
Her a hug. And watch the kids lose their minds. Now I tell them, where's Michaela? She's in the bear suit. Just go get a hug. It's okay. This bear had, they had 150 grand laying around. Okay?
Holy moly.
600,000 in cash that they sewed inside the giant bear.
No way. That's kind of smart, actually. I'm not on their side. I'm just saying that was a smart idea.
They charged four other women with, you know, with the endings that are happy. And the and they got the manager with first degree money laundering, second degree promoting organized street crime, third degree promoting prostitution, and fourth degree maintaining a house of prostitution. There was nothing specific to the teddy bear, but you know, he's probably going to be he's going to get surgery that he doesn't want.
Not
probably
surgery.
Already had it. Wild though.
Listen, you hear it in the movies, but whenever I hear that a place really did get busted, fascinating to me. I'm like, wow, they're still doing it, huh?
Yeah. And I'm going to be driving up Spring Mountain and going, no way, that much money? No.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling story of the day. A couple of minutes ago, we talked about karma.
Yes.
A funny thing about karma. Some folks decided they needed to do a research, you know, study on this, on how we feel about karma.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just read this because it's kind of hard to explain. Different people interpret karma different ways. More specifically, when asked about karma in our own lives, we tend to think of it positively.
Yeah.
Do good things come to you. When asked about other people's karma, we think of the negative. Oh, that's why that happened to them.
That's so true, actually.
Karma.
Yeah. Oh, we're shady.
We're such jerks.
Yeah.
It's mostly, here's what they found, though. They did this around the world. They found it's kind of a North American, the Americans and the Canadians, that's how we do it. It's good karma for us.
Uh-huh.
Bad karma for everybody
uh-huh.
else. Pretty much everywhere else around the world, it's kind of 50-50 across the board, especially where countries where karma is part of their religion,
mm-hmm.
like India.
Sure.
It's just, you know, the double standard was less dramatic. They're willing to take the good and the bad on their own.
Yeah, good
but
for
again,
them.
But again, us...
Trash.
In our society, yeah,
horrible.
We're, oh no, our karma is good.
Your karma
is bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go for Friday morning. As somebody who is a sneaky eater of chocolate double stuff Oreos.
Oh, I feel this.
This may be a little surprising. Most varieties of Oreos, if you're into this kind of thing, are considered vegan, including classic Oreos, double stuff, mega stuff, golden, and thins. They do not contain milk or eggs or any other animal products, which really, when you think about it, is that a good thing?
Let me tell you something. The only reason I know this is because when I was a vegan for 6 months, I found it out and I only ate Oreos. And then I was mad that I gained a bunch of weight. And I said, it's because I'm a vegan. It's just because I ate Oreos every day.
Yeah.
That's what vegans have nothing to do.
But they're vegan.
Yeah, right.
Then when you think about it, if they don't have all the other stuff, what are they made out of? Yeah. Doctors put the odds of having identical quadruplets at about 1 in 15 million. There are only 72 documented cases of identical quads ever.
Wow.
In the history of ever.
Yeah, that's wild.
Okay, you ready for your mind to be blown? You ready?
Ready.
Here we go. A spotted animal. Think about this one while you're, you know, indulging this weekend. Talk about it with your friends. A spotted animal can have a striped tail, but a striped animal can never have a spotted tail.
Why? That's crazy.
Pass to your left and have a great weekend. Follow us on social at 985 KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Heading to Fox 5. May already be there now. This may very well be pre-recorded. It's definitely not AI, but we may have had to do a little something so I could get over to Fox 5 real quick to promote the magic of variety. We're having a big magic show on Monday at the Composer's Room, which is down on East Sahara.
Yeah, I love that
space. The
old
commercial, you know, center there. And it's going to be really great. We've got a bunch of really good Matt King, Mike Hammer.
How fun.
My buddy Lefty.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of other folks will be involved raising money to buy adaptive bikes for kids that can't afford them who are disabled.
You're so great.
And it's a,
awesome.
It's really important to my heart. And I've been part of Variety for a long time. So if you can show up on Monday, awesome. You want to see my stupid round Charlie Brown head on TV, it's going to be any moment now on Fox 5. Adrian, what are you up to?
We are hitting the road this weekend filming some new episodes of Unlikely. But in the meantime, you can catch up on Unlikely. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube and listen on that free Odyssey app. Plus, follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio.
And Michaela Gordon.
I will be at Nowhere Lounge tonight at Fountain Blue.
If today is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Then it must be Nowhere.
Yeah, I'll be there tonight. And then tomorrow I'm at Delilah. So come by. I'm back singing with my band.
How fun.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. And then we'll all meet back here on Monday morning. Have an amazing weekend. We love you. Monday, which is always going to be crazy. Make your plans now because you know traffic on EDC Monday.
Oh my God, you're right.
Is the dumbest thing ever in the history of ever. Kind of like having 72 documented cases of quad lits ever.
Yeah,
ever. It's dumb. It's just dumb.
It's dumb.
So prepare yourself for Monday, and we'll see you then. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.